You're vibing, 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 vibing with who? Reeves. Let's do that again. You're vibing, vibing, vibing with Reeves. That's right. And this is like a poo-poo platter of some of my best works, on top of being some of my favorite joints. Gonna show, I have a little versatility in here and show you some of what I've done previously. Listen and enjoy. And if you haven't caught an episode before, this would be a good way to slide in so you see the different topics I've addressed, you know. And if you listen before, you might hear some parts of your favorite episodes, you know, or you might catch some of an episode you haven't caught previously. So, you know, with that being said, there's nothing left to do. Nothing left to do but sit back, listen, and enjoy. Thank you very, very, very much. Jill. Vibing, 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 yeah. Just another day, vibing with Reeves. Hey, man, it's raining out there, you know, in Jersey. Oof. Looking kind of dreary out, you know. But I'm just chilling, doing my thing. Okay, another episode of Vibing with Reeves. And I'll go on a rant, but I'm kind of tired, so it's gonna be a smooth rant. You ain't never heard a smooth rant? This you're gonna hear right now. Ready? Jill. My rant is this. When people are mad at you, when you're not mad at someone they're mad at. I'll say that again. When people are mad at you, not being mad at the people they're mad at. And it's some petty shit. I'm not talking about your friend not being mad at someone who, like, did you dirty. Or not saying your friend not being mad at another friend of yours who, like, fucked your baby moms. Or your friend not being mad at someone that, like, pistol whipped you some shit. Nah, I mean, some petty shit. Some shit that, like, you grown. Like, it's whatever. Like, what are we, 8-year-olds? I don't like them, so you can't let them live. Like, come on. So you argue with them, so now I gotta argue with them. What if I'm cool with both of you? I gotta pick sides now, so I pick your side. And then, you know what happens? You won't believe what happens. They'll get cool with the person. This happens. They'll get cool, back cool with the person. It won't tell you, so you still like, man, throwing that attitude, throwing that shit, like, fuck you, nigga. They be like, yo, chill, that's my boy. Like, y'all cool now? Or you see them hanging out and shit. They be having fun or whatever. And boy, like, oh, we pieced it up. And they cool, but now the other nigga still got a thing against you now. That's right. Now we got a thing against you. So I always say that shit doesn't make any sense to even take it there, you know. If it's something petty, then I'll let y'all handle that between y'all. Especially if y'all's friends, you know. If it's something petty, it's not that big. It's no violence involved. Nobody's mom's got family disrespected, no girlfriend, baby, mama, wife, fiance, none of that shit is disrespected. Then I'm not getting involved, I'm not tripping. You dig? And that's all I'm saying. Yeah,
boundaries, we all need them. We all need to enforce boundaries just to make sure, you know, everything is good and we're not being disrespectful to ourselves and people aren't taking advantage of us, you know. It's always good to make sure we, you know, have some boundaries set up and we stick to it. We stick to the boundary. We stick to the script when it comes to the boundary and don't just say, oh, okay, this is the boundary, and then let people violate the rule and then it's like, oh well. And then people won't take it seriously. You know, you need that. You need to be taken seriously with it. And plus, it's like you take advantage of yourself. You keep letting people push the limit on you and take your kindness for weakness, and you know, it ain't cool. So that's one of the things I say need to be done. Just know your boundaries. Just respect other people's boundaries the same way you respect other people's boundaries. They should respect yours. You know, they should respect yours. If not, that need to be worked out. But you should definitely respect each other's. Respect other people's boundaries. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. I'm tired, that's what that is, but yeah.
Life hack, y'all, here's the jewel. The better you treat people, the less likely you are to have to worry about them trying to get back at you. The better you treat people, the less likely you are to have to worry about them trying to get even with you. Why? You didn't do them dirty. Do people dirty, you can't just walk around thinking you have immunity and no one's going to get you. Karma's going to get you. Someone might be crazy enough, petty enough, and just have just enough, don't give a fuck in them, to come and get your ass, even though you think you're untouchable. Even though you think, they whack, they scary, they won't do nothing. You think you pick your sucker, and sometimes you pick wrong. You might not know that most of the state, you may have sized the person up wrong, and they may decide, hey, I'm getting my get even. Cheat people right. Arriving, vibing. Gonna drop a jewel on you. But some people get this confused. They misunderstand. That doing good for oneself isn't necessarily selfish. Doing good for yourself, or so to say, being good to yourself, isn't necessarily being selfish. Being selfish is when you do good for yourself and make sure, and everything in your life that you do is for your benefit at the expense of everyone else. It's like, this is just for me. Fuck you, fuck the rest of the world. I'm the only thing that matters. If you think like that, that's selfish. If you're never selfless at all, yeah, that's selfish. If it's all about you and nothing else matters, yeah, that's selfish. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about loving yourself. There isn't anything wrong with loving yourself. Sometimes people get self-love confused with conceit. They think, oh, if you love yourself, you're not humble. Nah, that's misinformation. You got things a little twisted. You got things very much twisted, actually.
You need to love yourself and you need to be good to yourself. Because you deserve it. And the people you love and look out for, you want them to love and look out for themselves as too. You know, don't you want the people that you care for to care for themselves as well? It's not only care for yourself. It's not only love for yourself. You need to love yourself. I've spoken on this before. And guess what? I keep on doing it because it's always going to be so easy to hear this message. That self-love is the foundation for everything else. As far as love is concerned, you got to love yourself. Then you can love others. If you have kids, then you can teach your kids that they need to love themselves as well. You can love other people once you love yourself. You know, you can treat people right once you treat yourself right. You're not going to be in a situation, you're not going to remain in a situation where a person treats you less than you deserve. If you love yourself, eventually you're going to be like, you know what? Forget this. I'm out. I try to fix it. I can't make this person do right. So I'm out. Because you love yourself. I mean, sometimes you can't work a situation out. I'm not saying just leave. But if you have to leave, leave. If it's for your health, for your mental health, emotional, all that. Then leave. Another toxic situation. If you can't make it better, then we have to leave. If you can't get right, get left. You know, that's my thing. If they can't, if they won't get right, get, then they guess they're going to get left. This episode right here is about overthinking. That's right. Overthinking. Some people say there's no such thing as overthinking. You're supposed to think. But to me, overthinking means you're thinking over the amount you should. You're thinking to your detriment. You're thinking of everything that could go wrong after a while. You think of all the possibilities. You think of more possibilities, more possibilities. You end up thinking to the point where you don't do anything. You're thinking and thinking and thinking and don't take action. You're supposed to think of what the appropriate action to take is, and then take action. Not just this little thing. Oh, wow. What should I do? Okay, what should I do? I should do that, yeah. But if I do that, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? It's easy to get caught up in that. And then you turn around. You didn't accomplish shit. You didn't do shit. Because you was thinking about everything. You was overthinking. You was thinking this, thinking that. You could think and paralyze yourself with fear. You go overthink it, then the next thing you know, anxiety. I've done that, definitely. I've done that. I've definitely been the one to overthink things. I'm a thinker, so I could definitely go past the point where I should stop. And just focus on actually doing. You can easily procrastinate because you think about all the things that could go wrong and how they could go wrong, and then think about all the things that could go right. Not saying you shouldn't think. Of course you should. I'd be a jackass, just plain dumb, if I say, hey, don't think, just react. Nah, that's not good. There are times where you do need to just react, but there's times you need to think. Well, I'm talking about not overthinking. Not just sitting back and letting fear paralyze you. Not paralyze. I'm sorry. Paralyze you. Because you think of everything that could go wrong. oh, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? Well, this, you have to take actions. That's one of the things you have to understand, that it's about action as well as your words, you know. I think sometimes people focus on the words. Look what I said. Look what I said. I mean, did you hear what I said? It's like, okay, cool. What did you do? Exactly. So it's what you do, and also your thoughts, because your thoughts guide your actions. Well, you shouldn't be so scared, because you overthought. You now you think about everything that could go wrong, and you don't want that. And then, like I said, that's one way ticket to anxietyville. So definitely something to work on, not overthinking. Think it, but not overthinking. If that makes any sense to you. Alright. More to come. Vibing with Reeves. Yeah.
What if you tried? What if you literally tried? That one thing you're scared to do, what if you said, let me try? Just tried it. And didn't be scared. Or you still be scared, but don't let the fear dominate you and keep you from doing something that your heart is begging you to do. Try it. Try it. Maybe you won't get it right this time. Or maybe you will get it right this time. Have some bumps and bruises along the way. But maybe it will be a decision that you will not regret ever. Because it'll be a good learning experience. You see, you're braver than you gave yourself credit for being. Or maybe this was the thing you needed to do to take your life to that level you've been yearning for. So, you know, there isn't anything wrong with just trying it out. If it's something that you really want to try, something you really want to do. Because, you know, sometimes we talk ourselves out of things as well as talk ourselves into things. We might talk ourselves out of something that we're scared of because we're scared, you know. It is the possibility of falling on our faces, embarrassing ourselves, proving people who said we couldn't do it right. We don't want to do that. But then, you know, we also have the possibility to prove ourselves wrong when we said we could. Like that. You don't want to walk right back amongst people that said you couldn't do it in the first place with egg on your face. And they say, see, don't be yourself. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do that shit. I know it. You don't want to hear that. But who cares what they say? It's about you. You try to do it the best way you can. So that way you're less likely to have to deal with that, but still try. Still try. Sometimes the people that tell you not to try, that's because they're too scared to try things in there. So they scared you're going to fail. Sometimes they're scared for you to fail. Because they scared to fail. So they can't tell you to try something they're too scared to try. And some people are scared because they think you will succeed. They don't want you to try. They want you to be too scared to even try. Because they figure once you try, you probably fly. They figure once you try, you fly, you'll get it right. You glide off into the sunset, leave them behind hating. So some people don't want you to try for the best. You know, some people are just scared you'll fail. Some people are scared for themselves, and they also end up being scared for others they care about, weirdly enough. And just how it is, you know? Just how it is. You got to decide for yourself whether you're going to let fear control you or you control your fears. Boom. Boom. Say it one more time.
Sometimes we need to check on our friends. Sometimes we need to check on our friends. There's a lot going on in life, and I know you all got our things going on. Sometimes we need to check on our friends. Heck, sometimes our friends need to check in on us. And maybe you're the type that's always checking in on your friends. Then when you got stuff going on,
they don't do the same because they used to you being a strong friend. They got it all together, friend. The reality of the situation, everyone's trying to keep it together. Some people are struggling to keep it together and play it off like it's all smooth and they're not going through anything. So it's always cool to check on your peoples and try to, like, pull the veil to the side. Be like, yo, what's good? What's really good? You all right? You good? Don't just say you're good if you're not. Let them know you really care. Yeah, I've had that happen this week, so thank you. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. You know, we're going through some things, but I feel good to notice people out there care and people notice and they'll ask, you all right? You good? Instead of just always saying, hey, here's what I'm going through. Here's what I'm going through. And then if you're going through something, they'll be like, oh, but fuck you. But let's go back to what I'm going through again. So it's cool to know people care. That's important for friendship. They always check on your people and your people check on you, you know. That's great. Yeah, so that's what that is. That's wonderful. That's great. That's amazing. It's something I'm truly grateful for. And I think it needs to happen more often. You know, there's definitely people out there who want to give more than receive. And there's people out there who give so much that they need to receive. You know, and I was reminded that sometimes I gotta come forward and speak if I have issues. You know what I mean? It's only right, you know. Nobody's perfect. We all have our things we need to deal with, so it's always good to have support and a support system. Recognize when you have it. Some people don't have one at all, so, you know. It's always good to have one. Support your people, and I hope your people support you back. Yeah. Vibing.
Red alert. Red alert. Woo, 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 woo. Rant alert. This rant alert is for my brothers and sisters, my sisters and brothers, who know what it's like when a white person says, hey, black people always playing the race card. They're always playing the race card. How come they always talk about racism? Because racism happens more than y'all will actually believe. It happens way more than y'all believe. Shit. A person can get hung and have nigger go back to Africa written on his dead body. And y'all be like, I know he got hung because he's black. Maybe he got hung because it was a gambling debt. And what they meant was, nigga go home and get the rest of my motherfucking money. But they ran out of ink, so they just hung him instead. Yeah, that's it. That's how. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Can't stand y'all asses with that dumb shit. But anyway, boom. Here's what it is. It's like having it's like two kids in a room. And one kid's picking on the other kid. And the parent, the adult, never sees that the other kid is being picked on. They only see the other kid defending himself after they get picked on. The other kid could get slapped, punched, and they'll be like, hey, stop giving yourself black eyes. He did it. No, he did. You always blame it on him because he's always doing it. Then you slap that kid back. That kid cried like, hey, what did you do? I pushed him after he tried to punch me. Go in the corner. Or they whip your ass, whip the kid ass. They never want to see the other kids doing wrong. It's like they have the parent has a clear favorite and never see the wrongs of that kid. That's what it is. The clear favorite. And they can never see. That's one example. That's one metaphor for it. Never see the wrongs. I got a good example for that. How they say, hey, y'all always play the race card, but the race card is played against us. We just let y'all know, hey, y'all playing a race card against us. Y'all, hey, y'all doing some foul shit. Shit, if you claim racism, they'll claim reverse racism. Like, that's stupid. And you can't do that for sexism. If you up there and say, tell a woman, hey, if you don't let me squeeze that ass every now and then, I'll make your job hard. She can't. And then she says, hey, that's sexism. And I told the boss, you can't say, no, that's the first sexism. I'm going to tell the boss on you for not letting me treat you the way I shouldn't be allowed to in the first place. You can't, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. You sound like a fucking idiot, first off, if you did that. So here's the thing, right? Boom, here's a situation. At a train station with my homie. You know what I mean? I call him street name for now. He might remember this story. Anyway, we coming from work, right? We walk outside, you know, it's outside a big train station, but it also has bus lanes. On the inside they have the trains, on the outside they have the bus lanes. So we walk past part of the bus lane and there's four or five white people, and they all smoking cigarettes. My boy like, yo, I'm smoking cigarette. He said, but I would walk past them, don't want to be with them, so, you know what I mean? Because we had a wild day at work. So he, like, maybe 10 feet away from them, he lit up. A cop rolls by, sees the four or five white people talking loud, because I guess they came from work or came from a party or something. Probably came from a work party, you know, happy hour and shit. And they smoking their cigarettes. He sees them, all of them are smoking. And they're all loud. He says hello to him. Hey, how y'all doing? Good day, huh? Talks a little shit to him. On the good level, like, hey, makes a little small talk. They walk past him, right past him, like 10 feet, and says up to my boy, yo, you got to put the cigarette out. You know what you're doing is illegal. He said, what? Pardon me, officer? You have to put the cigarette out. You know it's illegal. I can give you a ticket. You're not supposed to smoke a cigarette. Oh, you mean the same cigarettes? I'm supposed to put it out, right? It's illegal when I do it. But it's not legal when they did it? What? Like, nah. What are you talking about? Those four or five people you just passed are all smoking cigarettes. What? You're not saying anything because they're white and I'm black. That's racism. He said, no. Why always got to be racism? Because it is racism. You know that's not what it is because you're smoking a cigarette and so are they. You didn't say anything to them. You said, I did. I walked past. I said, you said hello. You start talking about some fun shit. I could hear. I'm within the earshot. It's not that far. You didn't tell them. And they're being loud. They're louder than me. So they can be loud as hell. I'm quietly smoking in the corner. You walk by four or five loud people smoking cigarettes. And you walk past them and don't say anything but hello, how are you? And you make small talk with them. And then you leave. And then you talk to the one black guy in the corner. The four or five white people smoking, you don't say anything to. He got to go, dude, you see that? I'm like, yeah, he walked right past him. He seen him. They all got the cigarettes out. They ain't hiding. He look at me like, hey, you don't got to get in this. Then he look at him. We're like, oh. So I'm not putting it out. My boy like, I'm not putting it out unless you tell them to put it out. You can give me the ticket and I'll fight it. And I'll just say that there was four or five white people there that he could have ticketed. He could have had six tickets, but he chose one. The only ticket that matters is the nigga ticket, huh? The nigga ticket means everything. It's the racial ending. And he said, all right, whatever, man. Look, I want you to put it out. I'm going to make them put theirs out. And he said, I'll put it when they listen. And then he made them. Yeah, and he said it. Fuck him, said, yeah, I need y'all to put it out. Why, officer? It's the news. Actually, he said I have to, because if he puts it out, then y'all have to put it out too, because, I mean, damn. Yeah, so they put it out. Oh, they was disappointed. And one of the guys, and they was staring daggers at my mans. And the cops said, see, I did it. Not racist. And God, man, just, whatever, man. He put his shit out. One of the white guys got mad.
And my boy said something like, yo, man, bro, that ain't right. Why you got clean? He said, look, man, I'm going to tell you this. The day I had, shut the fuck up. Pure blank. Kick it with your friends over there. Because if I wasn't tripping over what the police officer said, of the police officer was trying to do, what makes you think I give a fuck about you? What makes you think I'm scared of you? Go back. Concentrate on what your friends is doing. Have fun with your friends. Don't fuck with me. Don't say nothing to me. Y'all was cool when he's gonna let y'all smoke all y'all cigarettes. And y'all was cool with him telling me I had to put mine out because I'm black. And y'all was cool with that. I'm not letting that happen. And I was standing there like laughing at that point because that dude was tight, but he just stood down, looked at me. Like, oh, so y'all gonna jump me? He said, how? I'm like, how? There's only a few of us. Boy, like, you don't have to worry about him. You worry about me. I'll fuck you up. Stitch your ass in that corner and roll with your friends. He did. And he rolled with his friends. His friends were like, come on, come on. Let's just stay over here. And it wasn't even that far, but the point was, it was racist. It was prejudice. And they didn't care about it till they had to be even. They didn't care about it till they was inconvenienced and had to put out their cigarettes as well. And they was like, oh, he had to claim racist. It's not racist. Nah, that was. That was. That's one good example of how they didn't care about the shit till they had to be treated equally. They don't want to be treated equally. They want to be treated better. And I mean, the selfish, not all white people, but the selfish ones. The ignorant, selfish ones. And they'll try to front, oh, no, there's no racism. Bullshit. There is. Playing a race card. And that's a great example of the race card being played against the brother. It's not equal. It's not equal at all. It's discipline who you want to discipline. And like I said, it's like that child, the unfavored child versus the favored child. The favored child get to do whatever and gets away with it. The unfavored child, shit, try not to breathe too loud, motherfucker. Try not to breathe too loud.
Yeah, man. I have to admit, everybody needs some help sometimes. Everybody needs some help sometimes, and I needed some help. Recently, I was like, what can I do next, topic-wise, for this podcast? So I was asking around. I asked my little sister, Alicia. I'm like, hey, sis, what's good? Give me a topic. She gave me a few. But this is the one I said, yeah, I could do something with this immediately. Right off the bat, and I knew I could rock with this. It'd be the easy one, but it would hit. Pardon me, it'd be the easier selection, but it could hit right in the heart because a lot of people deal with this. And that's not wanting to be by yourself. Always have to be with someone else. Whether friendship, relationship, whatever the case. People not wanting to spend a long time with themselves. There's people out there who can't be by themselves. It's like they're scared of themselves. They don't love themselves or they don't trust themselves. They have to be around a whole bunch of people. They have to be at least around one other person. So that's really what this episode is about. And, before I bring that, let me show how I contrast that. I'm kind of a loner. Even though I come from a big family, I'm a loner, which is weird. I don't really need to be by people all the time. Yeah, there's sometimes I'm like that. I wish my people was here. But I can hang out and still function and be good and be great by myself. Some people need people around. Like, they can't even do the things they want to do, unless there are people there, they can't hang out somewhere unless they got their people there. Not me. They can't even go to the movies without someone being there. They can't even go out and get something to eat. They're like this new restaurant in town. But until one of their friends say, yeah, I'm over with you, they can't go. They can't go. They can go, but they won't. So it's like they can't. Because they won't let themselves go. They're like, nope, can't go. So I can eat by myself. Some people are afraid it's going to make them look a certain way. Like, it's going to make them look pathetic. It's going to make them look lonely. I mean, really? Is that what we're doing now? I mean, there's people out there who have friends that are total backstabbers. And they hanging out eating with them. That doesn't mean, hey, that they're good. You know, just because you have someone else with you doesn't mean you have good company. That's what you need to know. Just because you have someone out with you, that doesn't mean you're in good company. That person you with could be a total shithead. Total asshole. Total user. Total backstabbing snake. Maybe they're a great person, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're horrible. My point is this. Just because you have someone by your side doesn't mean they're on your side. So that you shouldn't feel like you shouldn't or can't be by yourself. Of course, there's exceptions. Maybe if you had it everywhere, pardon me, but you need some more people for safety, or you're in some place where you're about to do a group activity, some place that's famous for group activities, then yeah, you want your friends there. You know, it's a group activity. You can't do that shit by yourself. No. Other than that, you shouldn't be afraid to do things by yourself. You know, shouldn't be afraid. If you're gonna go out, wanna go out by yourself, go out. You know. But me, that's never been my issue. Never been my issue.
Vibing with Reeves. Another episode of Vibing with Reeves. Woo! Yeah. I need to get some people in here. You know, like a barbershop quartet, you know. We could do the doo-wop things and have doo-wop singers and do Vibe with Reeves, you know. Go to a corner where there's old dudes that still sing, you know, record that. Vibe with Reeves, that's something to do. That's something to do. I need to work on that. Note to self. But note to everyone else. Hey, you Vibe with Reeves, what's goody? Welcome to another episode of Vibe with Reeves, the podcast where you get to vibe with me, cool guy, producer, MC. Love the joke. Love to have fun. You know? I'm woke. I just woke up. Like an hour ago, so I'm woke. I just woke up, you know? I just woke up. Get the joke? Woke, just woke up. Yeah, but seriously, that was bad. But yeah, what's good? There's a lot of stuff going on out here. A lot of things going on, you know, in the world out here. Try to stay in the mix, try to stay abreast of the goings-ons. You know, a lot of things political. Got my fingers crossed for Byron Allen, you know, and the Comcast lawsuit he has going on. I hope Byron Allen wins. We as black people and other minorities need him to win. Need him to win. That's what I'm gonna say. And if you don't know the situation, you can look it up. Because they can be explained better in more detail. I'll say this. I hope and pray that he win. Because he win, we win. You dig? That's one thing that's going on. That's important. Another thing going on is the fuckery that is the Popeye's chicken sandwich fiasco is back. Just when we start to heal, they bring it back. Just we start to heal, they bring it back. It's like you hurt yourself, and just as the wound start to heal, it falls back on the same place it got the wound, and now it's like oh again. That's what that chicken sandwich is to me. It's like no, it's the getting a new wound over the same spot the old wound was starting to heal at. That's what that is. That's an example for it. That's how I see it in my mind. It's like, come on, really? All the extra shit, people getting stabbed over the shit. You know, fights breaking out. People losing lives. I saw one video where, you know, white guy got beat the fuck up. He's calling people nigger. White guy in the, you know, looked like he was the only white guy in that place full of black people. Nigger, what'd you do? You're a nigger. Nigger ass nigger, what'd you do? You ain't gonna do shit in the black guy face. Fuck you, you ain't gonna do shit, nigger. Nigger ass nigger, fuck you. Nigger ass shit, walk away. Fuck your niggers, I'll do whatever I want. But none of y'all niggers gonna do shit. No one's gonna do it. Then you see, not too long after that, he got knocked the fuck out. He on the floor and shit. He got beat up. He's up there, like, with his hands up. Like, please don't hit me no more. And the black man's over him. Yeah, motherfucker. It's my hood. Who the fuck you call a nigga, white man? Who the fuck you call a nigga? And I'm like, oh, got what he deserve. Too many of these videos, people talking crazy to people. You can't be talking crazy. When I see those videos, I just say, this is why I kill. I can't work fast food. I have a temper, and I'm not gonna be talked to crazy. You're not gonna be talking to me like, motherfucker, get my food, bitch. Get my chicken sandwich, ho. Don't make me hop over there. Hop over there. Fuck you up. I'll hop over there. I'll beat your ass. Like, no. It's over the chicken. You're not gonna talk to me like I'm your bitch. Like, no. You're not gonna talk to me like you're an abuser. You're not gonna verbally abuse me over no fast food. You're not gonna do that.
Imagination and creativity. Creativity and imagination. Two important things in life. They're not just important for kids, because I know as a kid, man, imagination, creativity, that's like the life's blood for a kid. But that's something you should never lose sight of. A child should never lose sight of their creativity and imagination as they grow older. I mean, yeah, you get a better concept of reality. Yes, you must. You have to. But please, never let your child lose their imagination or creativity. That's how you have such cool inventions. Why? Someone had the imagination to say, you know what? I want to listen to music in this device while I go about my day. Someone said, hey, I want to see pictures on the screen and I want to hear it too. Then someone said, hey, let's put color in that joint. Yeah. Someone said, hey, you know what? We can fly. How come birds don't even want to fly? Why can't we fly? Okay, someone had the imagination to think of these things. People had the imagination to say, you know what? I'm going to invent something called the phone. And I'm going to call a person from this place. And they're going to pick up in their home. And yeah, that's what it is. We can talk to people that we're not in the same room at. We're not even in the same room. Not even the same house. Without yelling, no messages, pigeons, or none of that junk. So, I mean, imagination and creativity, a lot to be said for that. Our favorite songs. If someone didn't feel like being creative, what songs would we be jamming to on the way to work? You know? What songs would we be singing in the shower? Showers would be boring as hell. You You know, because in the shower, you can sing. It's something about the water hitting you so much, it blocks out the true nature of your raggedy-ass voice. It makes you sound so much better. You're like, yes, I can be the king of R&B. I don't even need auto-tune. I don't even need auto-tune. All I need is the shower. And you swear, you can sing on it. You be like, somebody rocking, knocking the booty. And you probably sound like someone strangled a gerbil, but with that shower, you think you H-Town now. You think you Jodeci. Come and talk to me. You're in that shower doing your thing, right? But I'm sorry. Ranting and raving, man. I got off, but I digress. I apologize to do that at times. Usually I like to keep people around to say, hey. Go back. You're tripping. My friends give me the wrap it up signal a lot. And especially on my boy John. Shout out to John. He isn't here to give me the wrap it up. Fucking hand signal. Wrap it up. But back to what I was saying, creativity and imagination. We need that. So if you see your kids have a wonderful imagination, please foster that, strengthen that, own that. That might be the next important scientist, inventor, musician, entrepreneur. You know, it takes brilliance to say, okay, this doesn't exist, but it can exist, and we need it to exist, and then just make the shit. That helps us so much in this society. We can't function without it, really. So, shout out to all the creative people, whether young or old. Let your imagination and creativity flourish. And shout outs to you. You know, nothing wrong with it. You know, I respect it, love it. Boom, I love to create. Myself, I'm creative. I love to create, you know, in the music, write stories, you know. I just love to create this, use my imagination. So this topic is something passionate and close to me, something that I'm passionate about, rather. And I'm close to it, yes, close to my heart. In a year. Let's get into some more shit. Let me know what you're creating out there. Ha.
Yeah. I'm back. Like this, like that, like that, like this. Like this, like this, like that, like this, like that. I'm back and I'm vibing. And you're vibing with who? Reeves. Yeah. Thank you again, and I was recording some of the episode earlier with my homie, John C. Massett. He was a guest, you know. I was celebrating my birthday, you know, so that's what it is, you know. Vibing with Reeves, you know, showing another side of the vibes and That's cool. And the things that made me, it's always good to have balance in that, everything, balance in life. So you don't go wild in one direction. You know, you gotta take care of responsibilities, but you gotta have fun, you know. And you gotta have fun, but you gotta take care of responsibilities, you know. It's a balance in life. Thank you for vibing. Let's continue to get it. Yeah, remember to celebrate life. You know, enjoy your life while you're here. You know, enjoy it. Don't get so wrapped up in the grind, you forget to celebrate life. It could be the little things, and it could be the big things too. Have a good time. Yeah. And show some mercy and grace upon people, because, you know, there's definitely people going through some real things out there, you know. You might be going through it one time, or you might be going through it now. Someone else might be going through it too. But you know, let's show love. Let's get love. And don't forget to love thyself. Love yourself. Yeah. Vibe in. Vibing, you vibing with Reeves. Vibing, you be vibing with Reeves. You vibing, y'all. We vibing, I'm vibing, we vibing. Vibing with Reeves. Who's Reeves? I'm Reeves. That's right. Reeves is me. Thank y'all for listening. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Appreciate it, appreciate it. And I'm just chilling, chilling. Good things happening, you know, nowadays. Some bad things happening nowadays. Some weird shit happening nowadays. I mean, just a bunch of everything, man. Stay on point. And stay prayed up. Stay loyal. Obey, then he works out in your favor. All right, that's cool. End the show. Good night. Good night. Goodbye. Nah, just playing. Just, that'd be crazy. Have a 1 minute episode of a podcast, then it go off. That would be funny. That would be so funny. Such a waste of time, you know. I'll at least keep it three. At least 3 minutes, you know. But seriously, I'm chilling, and I want to talk about doing things you love, things we love, even people. How about doing people we love? Boo boo boosh. Nah, I'm just playing, but not really. Okay, when it comes to love, I say love is deep. You say you love something or you love someone, that means you care intensely about that something or that someone. Pardon me, that means you care intensely about that something or that someone. So, you know, that means it's important, right? That means you put that thing or that person on a pedestal almost. That means they are priority, right? Right, we gonna see about that, cause you know sometimes it happens where you say I love doing such and such, but you barely do it. Oh, I love so and so. No, you don't. You don't love her ass. Maybe you used to, but now not so much. And it happens, and you know, so we're gonna talk about love. And love versus, okay, love. Okay, it's gonna be like this. This is it. Love in relation to action versus word. In other words, love in the form of action, you know, doing what you say. And then there's love as far as the word, what you claim to love. You claim to care about this, you know, then what you do if you really love it, you know. We're gonna get into that thing, you know. That's what this episode will be about. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Ha ha. Vibing. Alright, bet. Random thoughts. Your vibe with Reeves, but of course, before we get started, I'm gonna get into some random thoughts real quick. Y'all ever have weird dreams? Maybe I need to go to a doctor and just talk about my dreams. You know, go to a dreamologist or some shit. I don't know
if I go to the psychologist, psychiatrist, therapist, someone that has a degree in breaking down dreams and shit. Because I've been having weird dreams ever since I could remember. I had dreams that were like movies and shit. Scary movies, like action movies, end of the world, apocalyptic movies and shit. And I had the pressures of saving the world. And I'm like, I'm a little kid. But you're the chosen one. You know, this is weird shit. I had dreams where just me and ninjas battling off aliens and demons and shit. Just crazy, crazy. Sitting up there, you know, with my favorite freaking cartoons from back in the day, chilling, drinking tequila, it's just the weirdest shit. And the dreams always feel real. They feel real. It's like you wake up like, damn, I swear, like, you swear, especially when it's a weird, when it's a, like, haunting dream, when it's a disconcerting dream, when it's fucking crazy, you wake up, like, swear you smell the brimstone, you're like, oh, you've been shot, you wake up in a dream, you wake up, you're like, surprised you're not shot and shit, it's crazy. Or just get dreams that are just weird. Not all my dreams are dangerous or violent or apocalyptic. Some of them are just weird as shit. Some of them sad. Some of them fun. Some of them nasty. Freaky dreams. And then, I never know. I used to, I have dreams. Then I wake up. Then I go back and be a bad dream. Then I go back. And then it's like the dream was like a DVD. I paused it. Then I went back to sleep. And I went right back in the middle. I'm like, this is some bullshit. But then when I like the dream and I get mad, I wake up. I can't go back. I'm trying to go back to the dream. But there's always some other shit. I just get stuck in a horrible dream. You wake up. You fuck up. You up for like an hour, like, yo, I can't go back to sleep with this bullshit. Then you fall back to sleep. Right back in the same shit. Like crazy. Then you get a great dream. Wake up, try to go back to it. Not gonna happen. It's some completely different shit. The dream be old. Oh, boring and shit. Like, come on. This is crazy. This is wild. I don't know how to, the mind works on a deeper level like that. I can't front. When it comes to dreams, I don't know. I know how the subconscious mind makes a decision like, this is what you're going to dream of. No, no, no. You know what? You need to hear this shit. You need to see this shit. You're going to do this. And then sometimes you wake up from the dream and might not, might not remember what went through in the dream. What happened in the dream, I just have the feeling, whether it's an overwhelming sense of dread, whether it's happiness, whether it's confusion, whatever the case may be, I get the feeling, though. I feel the emotion of it. And it'll feel so real, but I might not remember what the hell happened. That's just weird, but, you know, what can one do? Shit, sometimes the dream can't remember the dream. Wake up, I know a dream, you just can't remember it. What can one do? What can one do? What can one do? What can one do? Shoot. I wish I could hit a high note. I would go into some stylistic shit with that, but you know, who knows, maybe next time. But yeah, got one word to say to you. Guess what? That one word is Vibin', Gia Nick Reeves, vibin'. Yeah. I've been having some people ask me, do I still do music? Dead serious. So I have to say, yeah,
who dap, and then send them some joints. So, you know, that's what this episode will focus on. Mr. Reeves, your vibe with Reeves, you're going to hear me chop it up about the music, my music. I'm an artist, I'm a producer, you know, writer, MC. So we're going to roll with that, you know. Shout out to all the artists I've ever worked with on the mixtape level, you know, demos level. And, you know, do the songs that make it to the streaming level and all that. And everywhere I performed, video directors I work with, engineers, you know, ODOT, what up? Source community, what up? And we're gonna roll with this joint I produced off the Source World album by the Source Community. Source Community, a collective of artists, producers, you know, engineers, and graphic artists that are trying to set their mark. Set our mark. So shout out to Source World and B. Austin and the whole Source community, the whole Source Gang Monster, what up? Tell the Stat, what up? Yeah, yeah, y'all. 302 NAO, what up, what up? But yeah, I'ma start off with this joint right here. I'ma start off with the first single from Source World, which is Source World by B. Austin. I produced this track and I didn't know what to do with the beat. And I'm like, damn, damn, damn. But luckily I submitted it in at last minute. B. Austin was like, yeah, for the project, you for this mixtape, the Source World mixtape, B. Austin was like, yeah, you know what? Let me listen to it. And then he said, yo, I got something for it. And I think it was the last joint recorded for the project. But yeah, so we're going to roll with that. And then we're going to go into another joint I did off that project called I Want You to Know. That's my solo joint, and I produced that one as well. Let's get into it, y'all. Gia. Man, we're talking about hip-hop culture, hip-hop music, hip-hop the art form. I mean, gotta love it, gotta love it. Thank God for hip-hop. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Oh, man, I remember the block parties back in the day, you know. Before, you know, neighbors got a little too dangerous to be having block parties. I remember that. Oh, my gosh. That was a beautiful thing. A thing of beauty right there. The music blasting loud, you know. Sometimes radio stations would come through. If it was a radio sponsored, if it was a radio sponsored block party, then different radio stations come through, and you know, the DJs, and they'd have giveaways, and it'd be extra cool. You might give a shout out on the radio, be able to give a shout out on the radio, you know. That was so cool. That was so cool. Oh, man. The DJ's playing the dope shit. And everyone's just chilling, vibing. Everyone's having fun. You got a dance contest and everyone, people freestyling and everything. Just having fun. And that's definitely a huge part of hip-hop. Having fun. Being creative, you know. And to me, it's also not letting your circumstances determine how you can fly, or whether or not you sink. You know, that's the beautiful thing right there, Sean. You can be from these impoverished areas. You can be from these different housing projects and different neighborhoods,
different poor neighborhoods and being from the slums, and people could look down on you like, oh, they don't have this going, they don't have that going, and still be very creative and change your life for the better and create something that people will admire and will inspire people, you know. So that's definitely something that's to be saluted, to be appreciated and respected. It has to be respected, you know. It has to be, you know. And when I think of some of the important moments in hip hop, some important moments like Run DMC, rest in peace, Jam Master Jay, with Run DMC at Madison Square Garden. I wish I was there for this, but you know, I was a little kid. Took off that Adidas in front of all those people. Live, man. But my Adidas in people and seeing, oh shit. That's gotta be a crazy moment. I've seen, you know, different things, but that I would love to have seen that. You know, as important, you know, for a lot of people that get paid in hip hop, I get paid from commercials and things that show, hey, that hip hop has some commercial appeal. And that's one of the ways you can get paid as well. And then he had Sprite commercials that came up later. I remember those. That was always cool right there. I always loved the Sprite commercials with hip hop. Those were always good, whether it be the Kid and Play ones or the ones where they had the Voltron ones from the Five Female Deadly Venoms and stuff, you know. The ones with Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Grand Poobah, Large Professor. I mean, that was dope. That was dope, but it always represented authenticity within hip hop. Or was it like some cheesy shit and you're like, this isn't of the culture, this is a whack money grab and that insults our intelligence. It didn't feel like that. So hats off to everyone involved over there, you know. And you know, take a look at cinema, you know. That's one thing. Seeing hip hop depicted in cinema, and you talk about, damn, these good movies and shit, you know. Talk about your crush groove, crush grooving, body moving, body moving. Can't tell me that wasn't the shit. Can't tell me that wasn't the shit.
You're vibing, 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 vibing with Reeves. And I don't know, the last few days, I've been vibing the 80s music very, very hard. Bump 80s joint, man. So this episode, we'll be on some I love the 80s type shit. You know what I mean? That's what it'll be on. Some of the joints I loved in the 80s, you know. On the pop side of things, some on the hip hop side of things, some on the freestyle dance, all that. I'll do more episodes of that, but you know, this will be a taste. So it'll be something different. And I'll just talk about the things I loved in the 80s and, you know, be bumping. Later on, be like a little block of 80s classics and shit. And, talk about the 80s. What did I love? I was a kid back then. I was a little kid, you know, a real little kid. A lot of people say, oh, I was a kid back then. You know, what was you, like eight?
9, 10. Nah, man, I was 25, man. I was a little kid. Like, nah, I wasn't no kid. That's a damn adult. You was a young adult. You wasn't a kid. Be like, oh, man, I was a kid. I was only 22 years old. Like, Nick, that wasn't no kid. You was an adult, bro. You can drive. You can go to war. You can join the army. You can go to war. You know? You can rent a car, you know? You become a police officer, correction officer, firefighter. You know, you work on the airplane, all types of things. You can own an apartment, a house, you can rent a car. All types of shit. You can start your own business. You can vote. Stop saying, using your early 20s. Oh, I was a kid. No, you wasn't. You was young when you wasn't a kid. What are actually kids? What are people who are actually kids? What are the children? What are they? Fetuses, motherfucker? They're fetuses now? Oh, man. They was just a fetus back. I was just a fetus back then because I was only 7 years old. What? I was a fetus when that. Oh, man, that happened. I was 3 years old. So what's your toddler? Nah, man, I was an embryo. Like, get the fuck out of here with the stupid shit. Y'all saying? I'm sorry, I'm about to, look at me, got me cussing in. I do cuss a lot, but, you know, trying to be extra about it, you know. Try to hold back a little something. Got to a point where you think, oh, he's the guy who never curses, you know, then you see me, I'm cursing up storm, but, you know. Trying to be too heavy with it, but like I said, this is a special vibe with Reeves 80s episode. You know, this podcast, you know, a lot of times talk about positivity. True, there's been episodes where I had rant alert sections where I just rant about the things that pissed me off, owed me, and stuff that confused me sometimes. Last episode was on random thoughts. This one just 80s out, you know. 80s. Boom, I was a kid back then. Some of the things I loved in the 80s, you know, it's ice cream. To this day, still love ice cream. I could eat an ice cream cone in the middle of a freaking thunder and rainstorm, you know, in the middle of a blizzard, you can see me drinking a freaking extra large milkshake, some shit. You can see it. That's me. And McDonald's was my thing back then. I don't know. It don't hit the same as when I was a kid. Maybe that's the nostalgia, but man, McDonald's was fun, you know. Little kid just had to go. Then you had the toys. The Happy Meals was everything. I still get happy thing about when I was a little kid. And the parents said yes to a Happy Meal. I was like, what? Couldn't tell me nothing. Had a little toy for the Happy Meal. Straight. Had the little French fries and a little cheeseburger. With the little milk or whatever. It was perfect. And I always thought the Big Mac was like huge. And I was like, one of these days, I'm going to have a Big Mac. They say, sure, it's a big burger. I'm like, one of these days, I'll be able to handle it. That's the big people burger. I had it done. And now I'm like, eh. Not really a big people burger, but you know what I mean? It is, but you know, it looks small in comparison. But when I was a kid, it was like huge. It felt like the burger was bigger than my head. Like, y'all know. Felt like it shrunk, but then again, that might just be the fact I was a little kid. And everything seems bigger when you're a little kid. Oh, I mean, like, I remember when my niece later, she was at a talent contest. She, I think she was like
maybe 6 years old. That's one thing. Six, maybe 7 years old, something at this time of the show. This was at my old elementary school. One of my old elementary schools. I moved around a lot growing up, but this is one. My old elementary schools I went to, I'll tell you. And in New Jersey, no, McKinley, what up? And I thought that school was so huge when I was going there. When I was 10, I thought it was huge. I thought it was humongous. But back then, as a grown up, I was like, this shit is so little. When I passed by it, it looked small. I'm like, so who done shrunk my school? Who done shrunk my old school? Who shrunk that shit? Man, the walls look lower and shit. Like, I'm sorry. Walls look lower. This looks smaller. I'm like, this thing looked like expansive. I was like, I can't believe how big this school is when I was a little kid. Now I'm like, this is the school. This is the place I thought was huge, and we run around and this. Now I'm like, man, I'm gonna run around this whole school in 5 minutes. This thing is small as a, I don't know what. I swear it was the hugest thing ever. The hugest building in the world back then. I'm like, dang. I guess this little kid, you know, you rewrite things. You rewrite history in your mind. That's that rose-colored glasses phenomena. You know how that go. I did an episode of that a little while back. But, you know, it's true. Think things are better than they was. Oh, you just see things differently. You know, you was a kid. You know, when I see a situation as like a, or I saw situations as like a 9, 10, 11, 12 year old, just might be different than see it with someone that see the situation when I was in my 20s, 30s, 40s, or something. You know, it might just. Might be different, you know, because yeah, I had more experiences and you see things differently. Of course, I mean, you should, you know, but yeah, man. Another thing I love, but go back to the 80s, I'll get it off track. Bomb me, get it off track. Another thing I loved about the 80s, man. Hairstyles. Yeah, I said it. The hairstyles. Dope. I always loved Salt-N-Pepa. For the ladies, they was killing them hairstyles right there. They was Salt-N-Pepa, Spinderella, killing them hairstyles. Sweet T was killing the hairstyles. MC Sweet T, you know, from Queens. Back in those days, on the hip hop side of things, you know, dope. Kid and play, had a dope flat tops. I had flat, a few flat tops myself, you know what I mean? Had the low cut with parts, is everything. I had the parts on the side, had the S curl. When I earned it. S curl, sometimes S curl didn't have the cuts in the parts on the side. Try to act like I was a baby troop with the shit, you know what I mean? But yeah, was it happening? I couldn't get all those extra parts, but yeah, that's something else I loved about the 80s too. It was fun, and I loved cartoons. The He-Man, dun 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 dun. I have the power. That was crazy. He-Man and one of the worst villains, or best villains, I should say, Skeletor. Nyanyankapoop. He would disrespect the heck out of his goons, his henchmen. He would talk about them like trash. And it was so funny to hop his voice. Yeah, it's like nyanyankapoop. I'm surrounded by idiots. But and every time they try to make him, they try to oppress him, and never would work. Of course, they had to let the good guys win in that. But it was just fun. That was funny. She-Ra was a good one. That was the sister cartoon. That was literally his sister. And then, what else? Sheesh. Voltron. That was my shit. Voltron inspired so many other cartoons. Like, it inspired. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But me, nobody Morphin if it was for Voltron. You know? They were talking about the lion one, not the car one, the lion one. The one with the lions. Blue lion, red lion. That was my shit. Remember those toys? I had both. I had the die-cast metal ones and I had the plastic. The die-cast metal ones, those were weapons. If someone had a problem with you back then, and they try to beat you up, you couldn't fight, just take one of them Voltron lions and just go upside that person's head. You would have been all right. And that thing was die-cast metal. Some kids did that and got in trouble because those toys back then was dangerous. They didn't care. They made them with die-cast metal. It took a minute. And then they switched it over to plastic. So back in those days, you could have had a metal, a metallic toy, and then big as heck, and just playing with it, throw it, and then pow, knock some cold out. Because they didn't think of that maybe, just maybe, a big metallic, damn, huge lion wasn't a good idea for kids to be playing with. But when I guess enough complaints from parents, they said, oh yeah, let's make it plastic. But anyway, great cartoon, great toys too. Transformers, more than meets the eye. That was my shirt. So I loved all that stuff, man. All that. All them, man. Just hard to say all them cartoons. I loved them all. That was my ish. What else? Damn. Of course, later on, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Ghostbusters. I like the other one, too, with the monkey. With the gorilla, the two guys. That was dope. But you know the one I love the most was Slimer and shit. So, yeah, that was good. The 80s was dope. 80s was dope. As a youngin, you know. Felt so new, like, what? Gatorade was magical back then. Like, what's this? So, remember first seeing that for the first time at the bodega. Ooh, what's this? It tasted, it was like, wow. I remember back then, the only flavors I think they had was like orange and green. That's it. It took a while. Then all of a sudden, it's like red. Fruit punch, they had for fruit punch. It was like, wow, what's that? To this day, I have like a fondness in my heart for those three flavors. Because for a minute, that was all we had. We was grateful. And they have a bunch of flavors. Like, now you can have like orange, grape, white, cherry, cascade type shit. Nah, it's like, okay, you're going to have orange, green, then later on, you might get red. When you get purple, you're just like, oh, sweat, we got purple, we got four flavors now. You was grateful. You didn't just have a whole bunch of things thrown at you. Just, shit. You who was the joint. You who was my shit. Now, not so much, but back then, you who was everything. You who. I'm tripping, but yeah. I guess I was feeling nostalgic. But there's some songs that came up, that come up. And you're like, I used to like this shit. Same way that some movies come out, like, this is my shit back right then. Why? Oh my gosh, this is horrible. Now I see why all the grown ups would winch when I would play this song. Cringe. This was bad. And then sometimes it's just as good. And sometimes you're like, yo, sweat. Now I know what they really was talking about in this shit. In the world, it's even better. But, yeah, it is what it is. Let's vibe to some songs real quick and I'll come back. Vibe with Reeves, yeah. Get on my DJ Dave mode.
What's good at Vibin' with Reeves?
Yeah.
All right. What the? All right. Something I hate. Getting started on a rant, another rant. People who waste time. How dare you waste my damn time? Fuck you. Like, my time ain't important. Well, I mean, think about it like this way. Time is a non-replenishable resource. You know what that means? Replenish. You can't have any more of that shit. To break it down. Something replenish, you can have more of it. You can refill it. It's a cup. But you can't refill your cup. This bird came and he had a big old cup. He's like, oh, can I get the free refill? No, you can't get the refill. Imagine saying, no, you can't get the refill. Oh, I'll let me pay for it. You can't pay for the refill. This is non-replenishable soda. That's it. So basically it's like that. You can't get no more, no refills. You can't rewind, no do-overs, none of that shit. So every second that's spent is just a second that's spent. If it's spent on some bullshit, then you just spent that second on some bullshit. If it's spent doing something meaningful, you spent that second doing something meaningful. You feel me? And you don't know how much time you have left. You don't know if you have 10 years left, 10 minutes left. Lord forbid. You know, I'm just saying. So, playing games with people's time ain't cool. That's definitely not cool. Out of respect, don't do it. Don't waste the time. And everything will be right. Vibin' with Reeves. Jill.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed that. I definitely had fun. I forgot about some of these episodes, some of the things I said. It's like a mind trip. Think about all the things that I said and the places I was mentally when I said them. And, you know, it's cool. Get some growth, you know. But I got a little bit. Laughing at some of the things, you know. Some of the things I'm like, yeah, that was on point. I forgot all about that. It's cool. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you enjoyed it, then here's what you can do for me. Leave a comment. Follow me on Vibin' with Reeves _ podcast on Instagram. Follow me on Vibin' with Reeves Facebook. You can, you know, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify podcast. Subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts if that's what you have. If you're on Android, you can subscribe to me to the podcast on, that's right, Google Podcasts. And I appreciate it so much. Appreciate the support. Appreciate you vibing out with me. Thanks for vibing with who? Reeves. That's me. Thanks for vibing with me. Appreciate love vibe with y'all. Thanks again. Y'all have a good one. Stay up. Leave your comments. Let me know. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell some more friends about Vibe with Reeves. Every Friday, y'all. Let's on the aforementioned listening services, you know, the Spotify's, the Apple's, the Google Podcasts, and let's get it. Enjoy y'all day. Live your life. Love your life. Stay up. Chill.